I remember, I'm telling you, because I did that, it is helping me in other areas of my life. I remember when I made a decision that I was not going to allow ice cream to rule me. Ooh, my flesh hollered at me. You know, have you ever had a spoiled baby? You ever had a baby trying to take him off the bottle? You know, we try to do it the easy way. We take the bottle from him, give him a pacifier now. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. And he sucked that pacifier until he get 20 years old. Then, my flesh hollered at me. I was doing something to it that it loved to do. And if you, I'm going to give you some secrets tonight. That's okay? If you don't watch it, if you're not spirit-led and you're conscious of what's going on, if you take the ice cream from it, it'll try to pick up something there to supplement it. You know what I mean by that? Since I can't have no ice cream, I guess I can eat that. No, you're not going to have that either. Well, what am I going to do? What am I tell you to do? What am I tell you to do? See, we have, many saints have not recognized and realized that's what have hindered our faith. We have let our flesh rule us in many areas, and especially in the area of eating, because we didn't want to talk about it. Because I get a little fat, then, you know, you're picking on me. You poking fun at me. That's what the devil tell you to say. You're poking fun. No, I'm trying to help you. I get a little fat. I'm trying to help me. I don't need that fat on me. I guess the rain going to have to help me out tonight. And when we learn to discipline yourself, and watch this, and everybody have to do work, be faithful to do whatever they're supposed to do. And right now, let me say this while I'm here, and I'll get back over here, I think. Right now, it took me several years, that it didn't pull on me so hard. But now ice cream, as much as I love ice cream or like to eat ice cream, I can eat it when I want to. I cannot eat it when I don't want to. I mean, I'll show you how it had become. You know how you go up to the faucet and turn the water on? You want to turn it off? I can turn it off just that way. Just like you turn that faucet off. Nope, that's it. Well, there were other areas I had to work on. There are areas now I'm working on since I've learned to master that. Years ago, I didn't do it for anybody else's purpose, and people still do it, and I don't tell people to do what I do. I just did it for me. And we'll get back to agreement. It's been 25 years. I used to keep an account, but it's been about 25 years since I drank a pop. I did that for my benefit. I'm just telling you, for my benefit, I did it. But the first one I conquered. And I'm not telling you to do it, I did it. And I know the day we did it, Reverend Larry and I agreed. 1978, I hadn't had a cup of coffee since then. I did that for my purpose. You drink all the coffee you want. I don't believe God going to condemn you for drinking. But if it began to get in your way, you need to get some control over it. Amen. I did it for my benefit. And it helped me way back then. It helped me to, because see, let me say this. I had some real issues in my life growing up. Y'all hear me? That I thought that I would never conquer. That's why it helped me, because you have some issues you don't tell anybody about. And that thing will tell you, I'm here to stay, and there's nothing you can do. I don't care what you say. You are this way, and that's it. But boy, because I did that, I'm coming out. Woo, thank God. I found out God is greater. So much greater. God is greater. Greater than anything. Greater than any habit. Greater than any secret thing you may not reveal to others. God is greater. Oh, yes, he is. He know how to deliver and set you free. And you know, something you tell people and something you don't. You when God give me, I learned this. I only tell things when he give me the liberty to tell them, because I don't like to blab stuff, but I sure tell it when he say tell it. Amen. And you know, my wife know a lot more about me than y'all do. I promise she does. But boy, I fought through some things. Thank God for the word that have enlightened me. Woo, I'm so, and there's nothing like being free. I'm gonna say it again. There's nothing like being free. So the power of agreement, I'm going to bring a list of prayers, because I'm going to talk about the importance of praying again Sunday morning. The power, this is one of the prayers we need to know how to use it as a husband, as a wife. Or you can have another person that know how to believe God, you can trust. You need to know how to do it as a body of believers. You need to know how to exercise this in your home. You need to know how to exercise this in your business. You need to know how to exercise this in your family, because you got some family members, they just hadn't got there yet. Right? Amen. And so you need to know that there are things you can do when it comes down to the devil messing with your loved ones. Satan just can't run over you when you know who you are. And I don't care if they're in another state. I don't care if they're in another country. You can deal with that devil. I'm going to say it again. You can deal with it. So you don't panic when you hear stuff going on. My child is in this and in that. This is why saints, I'm praying and believing that this church is going to wake up and not let things like what's happened now have any bearing on their commitment. See, they got an excuse tonight. But what's more important, the excuse of being here hearing what God is saying? Think about it now. I mean, they got an excuse. You know, I ain't never been wet before, you know. I hope you take a bath. Anyway, let me go on.